tuning in. This is Building the Movie List, and this is a very special episode where we're going to talk about Game of Thrones, because it just concluded, and I'm joined by Gabby Ferreira.
Hello.
And Matthew Molina.
Oi.
And Shandy Fox.
Hello.
And yeah, it's over. Game of Thrones is over.
Finally.
There's still prequels.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
and
what
there's
they're doing?
A documentary that's coming out on Sunday.
Oh boy.
Aren't you so excited? You sound very done.
This is how we fucked you.
Yes, and here is where we made the cuts. This is where... Yes, and right here is where the real ending would have been.
If only we had felt like it.
Oh, man, yeah. It would have been spectacular.
Sorry you didn't see that version. Sucks.
Yeah, gotta go do Star Wars now. Bye.
Bye. We got all the credit, and we are out. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. Last episode wrapped up, and... what's your immediate reaction to the last episode?
I didn't have much of a reaction, which makes me sad. Other than, well, that was nice. Well, or that was terrible.
Yeah.
Every episode, I feel, invoked an emotional reaction out of all of us, which is why we watched it for so many seasons. And the last episode, there was nothing. You're just like, oh, it's over.
Can't wait for next season.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I felt the same way. It was just kind of like, you know, I was like, that was nice. You know, I really did. I would have watched that whole episode just to hear them yell the Queen in the North at Sansa, because I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, Arya loves the sea suddenly, and then, like, Bran's the king. What the fuck? Why is Bran the king? He's done nothing but nap all season. He has done nothing.
He
I am so mad about that.
He sat in an old tree.
He's the three-eyed raven. He can't even be Lord of Winterfell. And then he's like, and then Tyrion's like, Bran, do you want to be king? And he's like, why do you think I rolled over here? Because I want to be king. And it's like, you didn't want to be Lord of Winterfell. What? It's very inconsistent.
It was sad because he was like, who has a better story than Bran?
Bullshit.
Everyone. Everyone but Bran.
Did you see that Aaron Rodgers interview?
No.
Where somebody asked, like, it's like, oh, who did you want to be on the throne? He's like, well, honestly, Danny. It's just like everybody had a better story than Bran.
Yeah. It's like he's done nothing. I haven't liked Bran since season 2, perhaps. It's just like,
yeah,
he's a three-eyed raven, and he's just like, meh.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get to do something cool, but he basically was just bait, and then...
The big old missed opportunity
he just sat
on
there.
Yeah,
missed opportunity.
Do any of you remember why the Night King wanted him so bad? Because I've never...
Because he wanted to wipe out the history of man, and that was what Bran
was. That
was
the flimsy explanation that Samwell brought up.
Okay, because it never came to fruition for me. I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it was like, how come Bran's not, like, warging into, like, something that could kill the Night King?
Yeah.
Like, you know, is he just going to sit there and, like, you know, watch history movies while everybody else is doing stuff?
I feel like that's what
he
did for, like,
6 seasons.
He
just has the History Channel on.
He's got the History Channel on in his head. Like, Theon's, like, killing all these people, and Bran's just like, and everyone's like, oh, he's warging. And I'm like, I know a guy taking a nap when I see one.
You thought I was napping. Acting.
Yeah, would have enjoyed at least like one explanation as to where the fuck he was warging to, other than just like the one time you see that it's ravens. It's like, what are you doing? Are you checking out some other stuff?
Or
are
you trying to help
people
on strategy?
Like just being a ground squirrel watching shit happen?
Yeah, what,
like,
what was his plan? Yeah, he was like...
That was never explained. Also, like, I felt like if everybody else had to go down to the crypt, Bran should have gone down to the crypt too.
Why? But he knew what was going to happen.
Well,
so
he wanted
to
lure him out there.
But why didn't he say anything to anyone else? It's like, hey guys, the Night King can resurrect the dead, so maybe the crypts aren't the safest place to put the women and children.
Yeah, that was a big oversight. Like, oh yeah, there's dead people down here.
And, like, leading up to that, they're like, the crypts are the safest place in the castle. It felt like a horror movie where you can see them, like, walking down the stairs. It's like, don't go in the basement, man.
Don't
go in the basement.
The basement is where everyone gets killed.
Yes.
In all horror movies. never go. Yeah. I wasn't pumped about that as much.
Nothing about that battle, like, made any sense whatsoever. No. It's like, oh, let's just stand here in the open air and just go off into the dark, and, you know, it's like, oh, well, shit, everybody's dead.
Oh, whoa, weird.
Yeah. Oh, strange.
It's weird how when you go on the offensive, you die.
I mean, and you have the whole perimeter set up so that shit can get caught on fire, and it's like, oh, okay, that'll be nice. Like,
Okay, I would like to know backup. If Daenerys's one dragon could fuck up King's Landing like that, where was that during the Battle of Winterfell, and why didn't that happen? Because that was like...
It was very hard to see.
Yeah. It was hard to see. It was hard to see, but that's why your dragon breathes fire. And they had two dragons then.
Yeah.
And then her other dragon got taken out by the scorpions.
I kept waiting for it to come back up, and I was just like, oh, I guess it's dead.
I guess it's dead now. Why was Missandei, like,
Drogo
captured?
Survived that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drogon?
Whatever his name is. Ivan Dragon.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Drogon is supposed to be, like, an homage to Khal Drogo, but, like... It also just sounds like a really lazy name.
Yeah, it's a dragon.
Drogon.
Oh, wait, what?
It's my dog. His name is Wolf.
This is my dog, Deg.
And where did she get all of those like riders and shit for that final battle? Where the fuck were they at Winterfell?
Right, exactly.
Like, where did they come from?
Did the Dothraki regenerate suddenly and no one told me?
And I feel like all the Dothraki died in the Battle of Winterfell because they all ran into the Nightwalkers.
No, their swords just ran out.
Yeah, just... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the fire went out.
Yeah. Got it. Oh, but I'm sure a lot of them died.
We can't make it back.
In the battle with the White
Walkers.
Nope,
you're wrong.
Yeah.
But where were they? Where were the living ones?
Yeah, like...
And then all of a sudden, she had a nice big group at the very last episode.
A lot there was a bunch of Unsullied.
And Unsullied, and
which is weird
because
she didn't even need them because the dragon just destroyed everything.
Yeah, like, story-wise, there was no reason for her to have a big army, so I don't know why there was a big army. She could easily have, like, 20 people, and then just like, we got this shit in the bag, and then Drogon comes in and fucks everything up, and then... Same difference. Doesn't change anything other than just, like, why am I looking at, like, 1,000 Unsullied when, like, all of them just died? Except
also,
for Obama.
Speaking of Obama, baby Barack, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, my God.
Never at all.
I've been calling him Obama since before I watched Game of Thrones.
Sure. Well, anyways,
I watched one episode with them.
Yeah. We'll watch an episode after this. Okay. But basically, you've watched Queer Eye, yes?
Yes.
So Jonathan Van Ness hosts, and he's been doing it for, like, years. And it's just basically like a 5-minute recap of what happened in the Game of Thrones episode, but like basically with a JVN flair.
Yeah.
And so he calls Grey Worm Baby Barack.
Oh.
That's one of his names.
I see it now.
Yeah. And Daenerys is Christina Aguilera. And
oh,
it goes
that.
On and on.
Okay. All right.
But anyways, going to the last episode, can we talk about how sophisticated Drogon's understanding of like, the root of all the evil in this show is? Because he didn't turn his anger on Jon for killing Daenerys. He turned his anger on the Iron Throne.
Well, it's
because
he thought she sat down on the Iron Throne and that
big
stabbed
pointy
her.
Chair killed
mom.
Well, I don't mind it not killing Jon because he's also Targaryen. Mm. So I figure there's like a connection there. But like, yeah, the dragon looking at the throne and being like, yes, this is the cause of everything.
I was blown away. I was like, man. Because
I did
just...
It was pretty symbolic. And also, did you notice that Dany never got to actually sit on the throne?
She never sat on the throne. She touched it.
She touched it. And then Jon walked in. Good. And she never actually got to sit on the throne.
If there's one thing I've learned from this show, it's that women do not belong on the Iron Throne.
We deserve a much better one. Yeah, that's what you're about to say, right?
Yes. We deserve a gold throne.
Yeah.
See what happens when there's women in front.
What?
That's basically the lesson of the show.
Yeah, well, what is the show trying to say? Well, I think it's just trying to talk about power in general. But
yeah.
And then I kind of feel like everyone went back to where we started. I feel like we started right back at episode one. Jon is on the wall. We have a new king of the six kingdoms instead of the seven. Winterfell is on its own in its own little area. And that's kind of how we started.
Lots of child kings in a row.
Yeah, seems a little unfair.
Other than Cersei, there hasn't been a...
Well, the children are our future.
Yeah.
Yeah, the children are our future. I was curious, too, why it wasn't a bigger deal that the North was going to break away and be their own kingdom. Because what about,
like, Bran's like, I don't care.
Yeah, but, like, wouldn't Dorne and the Iron Islands also want to break away?
Well, they pretty much cared about this last episode as much as whoever made this.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, yeah, sure, Bran, I don't know, it's fine.
I've been fighting for Jon to be king this whole time.
All of a sudden, Bran has, like, 3 kingdoms, and he's a terrible king, so... Yeah.
He'll get to go wherever we push him. I don't know.
Sounds
so bad, but
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, don't cripple shame.
Yeah. Oh my
God. He loves calling him Bran the Broken. Right? Like, Bran the Broken.
Yeah. My brother's dick doesn't work. He can't be king.
Yeah, everyone was like throwing shade.
Roast of Bran.
Yeah, I guess we can have him as king. It's fine.
Yeah. Shit dick Bran can be our king. That'll be good.
He can see everything, but he doesn't tell us about it. So
yeah,
it's been really awesome.
Shouldn't he have been like consulting them on that final battle or something?
Right.
Like,
shouldn't
yeah,
even, like,
I can literally see like everywhere at once. Like,
yeah.
Also, like, why didn't you know? Because Varys and Tyrion were all of a sudden like, I don't know about Daenerys, and then why wasn't Bran like, well, actually, she's gonna like firebomb King's
she's
Landing.
She's gonna betray. You.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Why do we need that shot of Varys writing the note and then burning it? Well, what could he possibly have been writing on it?
And I thought then,
well,
it showed
what he was writing.
Oh.
Like, it actually said, like, true heir to the throne.
Oh, okay.
You actually
so
saw that.
So he never got to send that?
I guess he missed out a few.
Doesn't matter.
I thought he sent out a few.
He sent out a few, and then, like, they... took him to bring him to Dany to like burn him alive and
he
like,
easily
the last
like,
but it like didn't even we didn't even need that shot really mm-hmm.
Whether he died or not had no bearing on anything else that happened.
Yep.
Like he could have
realistically
yeah. I was like rewatching a recap, I was like, there are a lot of people who they could have just killed off during the Long Night and it wouldn't have mattered in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they just didn't for reasons.
Yeah. To let them all live, like,
just,
I don't know. I'd have been more satisfied if more people would have died.
Yeah.
I'd have been, like, emotionally stirred by losing them and been, like, sad that it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
Not Guy and not other guy who's died, like, a bunch
yeah.
of times, so he's probably used to it.
Yeah, Jorah, we pretty much were out on him already.
Yeah.
Like, I figured he would die with the grayscale, but he just comes back to die.
Yeah.
He just came back later. So he could die at
He got
Daenerys
to hold his
side.
Dad's sword. Or no, not his.
It was his dad's sword.
Yeah, it was, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I have a theory, though, that the reason, because we always talk about why Bran never speaks up, because he never does. He'll put things into motion, like by giving Arya the knife that killed the Night King at that tree. And he'll put things into motion, but he never talks about it. My only theory is that he can also see alternate histories should that specific one be changed.
Ooh, he's like Doctor Strange in Avengers.
Yes. Yeah, kind of where it's like, what's the purpose if he can't see? The reason he's not stepping in is because things need to take its course because there could be a worse alternate ending.
If he says what happens, it won't happen.
Right, yeah. Or something worse will happen. That's my only theory about it is that he gets to see alternate.
That wasn't shown at
all. It wasn't shown at all. That is all in
I just... They only say you can look at the past and the present, right?
And the future. See.
And it can affect the past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess he had visions.
Yeah.
He's the one who, like, retarded Hodor.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like
can you explain that to me?
It doesn't matter.
So did he control, like, Hodor in the past?
Yeah.
And
like,
so...
he warged into Hodor in the past, and then it, like, fucked up his brain, and then he couldn't say anything except for Hodor. And so he, like, they bring it up as, oh, man, Bran can, like, control things in the past. What are the implications?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
never going to happen again.
We're never
going
to talk about that.
And they never
happen.
Did it again. So it's like...
And you see Ned Stark, like, he notices that Bran's there
yeah.
somehow. The Night King knows that Bran's there. There's like, okay, this is obviously for a reason. This is going to somehow affect the story. It's, no.
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 Jon Snow's a Targaryen. Don't matter.
Fucking matter. Doesn't I'm gonna bring matter. It up.
Whatever yep. happened to the babies that they were giving to the White Walkers?
I wanted to know. Okay, so my
I feel like there was more going on yeah. with the White Walkers that we never got to know.
I'm shrugging yeah. a whole lot right now.
I mean,
that's
so
a big shrug.
My theory with the babies is that they became like, because you see,
I thought they were making them into White Walkers, but
well, yeah, like they that, are. Like I thought they kind of became yeah, like his council or whatever. Because you see him with all his generals, like right before he goes to like kill Bran ostensibly. And I thought that was just the grown-up babies.
Huh. But do White Walkers age?
All the White Walkers
can
are grown-up babies.
Can they grow from a baby to an adult?
Everybody is a grown-up
baby. Do they have
baby.
Rights?
I don't know. Yeah. Can they vote?
Are they people?
Were there female have, White Walkers? Do they have souls? I felt like there wasn't very many.
No, it was a very male-oriented.
No, there, yeah. were a lot, there were a lot of female
they
White
saw
Walkers.
What,
not like in the like the High Council of White Walkers, but like yeah. there were tons of lady White Walkers.
Okay.
But they, no, were, but like, they were like the lower tier.
I mean, they were just the, yeah, they were fodder.
Yeah.
Cannon fodder.
Boy, this was a really empowering show to women for a while.
Yeah, no, one of the things I did not like about the show, like, a lot, was the way they treated their female characters. I thought that was pretty shitty, the way that they talked about, like, all the trauma that Sansa endured at the hands of, like, Ramsay Bolton, mm-hmm. and I thought they didn't handle that well. I feel like a lot of the women in the show they face these really violent scenarios that I don't feel like the
well, the men do,
really...
and were traded
Dude,
as property.
Look at Theon got his dick cut off.
Yeah, but Theon wasn't raped. Theon.
I thought Arya was pretty good.
Maybe
Arya's pretty good.
Yeah, she's yeah. probably the one exception.
And then why was everyone so enraged when Arya finally had consensual sex with someone that she wanted to?
Right.
Wait, they
yeah.
were
and everyone's like, no,
Who
not Arya.
Were people enraged?
Yes, people were freaking
Fans,
out that their little
oh, okay.
sister Arya was having sex.
Wait, what?
No one was upset. Yes.
Who's upset? Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't... When I went back to work, everyone, because I work with all men.
No.
I'm the only female employee.
Oh, okay.
And they were all like protective of their little Arya. And they were just like upset about it. And I was like, you weren't upset when Sansa was raped by Ramsay? They're like,
she
like,
was kind of a
guys?
She was a bitch.
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, no. I was like, I rooted for Arya.
Yeah.
Like, that
I
was
like,
probably...
The one thing I think I had an issue with in that scene was that it felt like, because she's like 9 when the series starts. And I was mm-hmm. like, so how old is she now?
I don't think.
Gendry looks like kind of old.
That's like 30 in medieval age.
And I was like, that was the one thing that made me uncomfortable. Like, I was like all for it. Like, go Arya. But
yeah.
I was just like, but how old is she?
When she was what, like, in the book, she like started out at like 2 or something.
No, she
like,
was 9
she
in
was,
the
like,
books.
Yeah, but I think the age
in the
she was
Dan
2
was
at some
12
point.
When
yeah.
she was married off to Drogo.
Yeah, yeah. I think the
Which
age.
Which was creepy to me.
Well,
yeah,
but
I didn't
it's
like that.
Medievalish time.
Medieval of age.
Because yeah.
they lived to 50 if they were lucky. We get to live
right.
to 80
we get
or 90.
To live
but
to
still,
longer. But
I guess
still,
that.
It's like, it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Would well, you want her to watch. Wait until she was 18?
I remember back when
no,
she was like season 2, and the first time Arya saw him, he was like shirtless and like hammering his little thing. And she's like, oh, hi. And then you kind of think Arya might be a lesbian for like the Perez, and then
bit,
you remember,
yeah.
you're like, oh yeah, she's not. She's into
no,
Gendry.
She's, yeah, she's all about
Everybody's
power.
Into Gendry.
I thought,
yeah.
I thought there was going to be more about Dany being a lesbian.
What?
Mm, really? She
wanted
seemed...
or thought or wanted?
No, because she was getting like advice from that one with the Dothraki
Miss
lady.
Sandy. Was it Missandei or was it? Yeah, it was
no,
Sandy.
Way before that.
Wait, oh yeah, her other handmaiden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
Yeah.
I forgot that part. Apparently.
I forgot about that. Did Thanks. Not stick in my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be lesbian.
The North remembers.
Gross.
Why'd they kill that little Mormont girl? She was awesome.
Oh, I, love
I was actually
her.
Fine with that. I thought that was cool.
Really?
Like, it's not,
she
love
killed
her.
That giant.
I didn't love her. I just like thought that was a cool way
it
to
was
go
a good
out.
Way to, she probably had yeah. one of the best deaths slash word. Like, mm-hmm. I was really excited about her. Like how she.
I didn't
out.
Love
not
her death because it felt too much like a thing the writers did. Because they were like, no, everyone's gonna be mad she died, so we're gonna make her die cool.
Actually, I think in an interview they almost say that.
Yeah.
For
Like, and I hated that she got, like, crushed to death. I was like,
I blocked that part
Game
out.
Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah, I didn't love that. Well, I would have been fine if... What I... Actually, the death that I wanted for her was for her to, like, try to confront the giant, and then he, like, smacks her aside. And I thought that she died then, and I would have been fine with that. But I hated that they drew it out.
Okay.
I didn't like that. I was like, he's gonna pick her up and crush her.
It's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, more Game of Thrones death would have been for her to die instantly after he slapped her aside. That's what happened to that maester dude.
When the mountain just like slaps him into the wall.
Nah, you get some good skull crushing in that.
Yeah. So what are your guys' thoughts on the mountain and the hounds?
I was totally down with that.
That was one of those pretty few endings
that was like, that's how it should have ended.
Yeah, right, so that much excitement and history and actually finishing the show.
What I think should happen is that Arya should have been going for revenge against the mountain. And then she's about to die, and then the hound comes in and saves her and loses his life. And then she learns, like, oh, revenge caused this to happen.
Oh, you're hoping for, like, the moral end of the story for Arya.
Her struggle is between, like, getting revenge and, I think, staying the person that she was before
and have a good life, like have a fulfilling
to
life
have of... like the morals that her father imbued in her.
So I have a question.
No, you don't see that,
like Arya's ending was
she was
very
going down the dark road
in that she like suddenly becomes a pirate or whatever, Christopher Columbus. So yeah. what ending would you guys have wanted for Arya? What did you see her doing?
I was totally fine with Arya's ending. And maybe if the other endings had been handled better, I'd be like, oh, that's a weak ending. But compared to everybody else's ending, I'm like,
yeah,
okay, that's
true.
Pretty much like,
yeah.
Thank God, I'm small victories, man.
I'm okay with Arya's ending because I never saw her being a lady or being stuck in one place. I just thought it was kind of exaggerated that all of a sudden she's a captain of a ship. But
well, she's a lady of Winterfell.
A lady of Winterfell who gets to command what she wants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, all the Stark kids, I mean, the ones that are still alive, of course, got to rule. Bran's ruling, Sansa's ruling. Arya gets to do whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. Jon's on the wall. I still hate that.
Actually, but he like ran off.
Yeah, he's like north
in the north.
Yeah.
He's with Tormund.
He's
with
Tormund.
He's a free
Tormund.
Man.
It's like him and Tormund are going to live happily ever after with their dog Ghost.
Yes.
Like a gay couple.
Yes. Yes. I'm about it. I never really liked Jon as the hero. I never saw him that way. I thought he was really mean.
I don't think he wanted you to like him as a hero.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
I don't want
I didn't.
I like him ending up in the north, but I don't like how it happened.
I would have liked to have been his choice.
I kind of wish that he was nominated to be king and he was like,
can't do it.
No, I.
Yeah.
I just want to be a free man in the north.
Yeah. And he leaves. Goodbye.
Yeah. So.
And then he's like, yeah, make Bran king. I don't know.
Well, talking with Tormund, I was super bummed that Brienne chose stupid Jaime over Tormund. Come on, Brienne. What the heck?
I would like to say I felt like Tormund handled that rejection really well.
Really well.
I was like, okay, good job, man.
He's going to get some good wildling.
Yeah, he had some solid rebound action almost immediately.
Yeah,
so.
I was just like, hey, that's the best
way
to handle
it. Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, it was like two wildlings were like, hey, and he was like, hey. Yeah, like, although the Jamie Brienne thing I felt had been coming for a while. I don't know how obvious it was in the show,
No, it was very clear that Brienne liked him. Yeah.
Yeah, like, in the books, it's pretty clear, like, Jamie loves her, too.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like, he's got, like, all these weird attraction feelings towards her. And he's like, but Cersei is the best pussy in the 70s. but then he's like, Brienne.
She's tall.
She got
she's
legs.
So,
yeah.
So big.
I always caught that like he cared for her and wanted to protect her in a way, but I never caught those like romantic feelings.
I felt like he was
he wanted to protect her like a sister.
Yeah, and you don't sleep with
Gross.
I felt like he really like respected like the honor that she showed a lot and was he was like, yeah, that's what
that
I was trying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just bummed. Jamie was just hit it and quit
she
it.
She just got like all dickmatized, man.
I know.
Like the thing that I did not want to see this season that I absolutely could have done without seeing out of all the extraneous things that were there was Jamie crying, or not Jamie, Brienne crying in a fabulous cloak as Jamie rides off to be with his sister lover.
I didn't like that either.
Like, I hate this.
I didn't like that they took her from like a very strong, she had such confident a fun, woman.
Yeah. She
fun.
Didn't need that. Yeah.
She
yeah.
had like a great time. I was like, finally something good happened for her. Like, yeah. she, you know, like she
I
lost
feel like
her
arc was
it worked out.
Completed when she got knighted, and then
yeah.
then
yeah.
it's like, oh yeah, you need
the real
laid
victim
too.
In that exchange is Jamie's character arc.
True.
Yeah. She goes the whole season, or not the whole
well,
series.
He's like all this
like,
character development, and then yeah. bye.
Never mind. Right doesn't now. Matter.
So, yeah, this last season, which character gets the worst
short
treatment?
Short end of the stick.
Is it, I mean, is it between, like,
Danny
and Jamie?
And Jamie, I think. Those are, like, the top two in my mind.
Yeah, because Jamie was redeeming himself. And Danny went downhill way too fast.
Yeah, for no, like, I mean, yeah. not necessarily for no reason, but there was definitely no illustration of yeah. what was going on, mm-hmm. like, through yeah. her head. Mm-hmm. She's just like, oh, no, I just figured I gotta kill everybody now. Forget about a couple seasons ago when I was pretty upset when, like, one child got killed. Now yeah. I'm roasting all kinds of people.
Right. I would have been okay with her just with, her just going to the Red Keep and killing Cersei. And
yeah,
not
yeah.
the whole village. Like, why didn't she just fly her dragon to the...
Straight to the Red Keep.
And kill Cersei.
That's
like,
what I,
that,
that's
I,
what I thought
head-to-head.
Was happening at first.
I wanted a head-to-head with Cersei and Dany. I
yeah.
really did.
Oh, me too.
I wanted it so bad.
I wanted that Clash of Queens, man.
I did. And instead, she killed a bunch of innocents while Cersei cried and hugged Jaime. It was terrible.
Yeah,
it was
like, I feel like Cersei would have had, like, a better strategy than just hiding in the Red Keep.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have. Well, I guess the way it ended up, she like forced Jamie to, or not Jamie, they forced Danny to murder all those innocents. But it's like she didn't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't know.
She should have.
So
she could
actually,
just fly over him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It made no sense. Yeah.
So I felt like Cersei actually was the character who got the shortest end of the stick this
yeah.
season, because, like. I always felt like, you know, she was super ruthless and terrible, but her character was always portrayed as really complex, and she had all these different, like, emotions, and I felt like
True.
This season she was just, like, swanning around in her weird wig, like, looking fabulous and talking to Euron Crozai, who sucks, and, like, doesn't do anything, and then, like, right before she's about to die, she, like, is crying to Jamie that she doesn't want to die, and I'm like, who is this person? Like,
yeah,
Lena Headey could have done so much, like, she did, and always has done a really great job with Cersei, and they gave her, like, nothing to work with this season.
Mm-mm.
She was able to trick at least one person into thinking that she was pregnant with his baby.
Wait, she wasn't pregnant?
No, she wasn't.
Oh,
pregnant.
The other guy.
I said,
oh,
well,
yeah.
No, but she's told Euron. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I can tell I'm pregnant now. Totally yours.
Yeah. Also, who cares about Euron?
I had a Tyrion.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, when he came on
what's
board.
What? Oh,
what?
Sorry.
Oh, and I just said, and how does Tyrion know that you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, she had already told Jaime.
Oh, I know.
So.
But, yeah, so Jaime told Tyrion. But, yeah, but Euron, oh, my God. I was so glad when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. He was like a weird... Like, because I thought he was going to be evil in the vein of, like, Ramsay Bolton, and then he
yeah.
was just, like, a goofy pirate.
He was more Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
He was a rock star pirate.
I
yeah.
just don't love this.
But where's the rum
And he was,
gone?
Like, real, he was real, like, fixated on porking Cersei.
That's
which I thought
all
was weird.
You got...
He just wanted to fuck the queen, and actually,
yeah,
he, got,
he kept saying,
he completed
I
his
arc.
Yeah, absolutely.
He and then he just, and then like, Jamie's like, who said you're the king? He's like, I fucked your sister. And it's like, come on, man.
Like,
you gotta
so
keep bringing that up. He's also fucked his sister. No one cared.
I was glad Jamie didn't die in that scenario, though, because I would
True.
Have been. Ridiculously bad.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
didn't like
he was like, his whole character was already fucked for me at that point.
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is like, and, you know, what, who cares? Like, oh, look, Euron's here out of nowhere. Just like, oh, he just happens to wash up on the beach at that moment.
Just happens to.
Yeah, it was very coincidental.
A lot of just happens to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could tell they were done.
They just kind
yeah.
of forgot.
They just wanted to tie it up in a neat little box with a neat little bow and try to make everyone happy. And in the process, they made no one happy.
But they didn't. They forgot that Christmas morning was like 5 minutes from now, so they had to wrap the present really sloppily.
Oh shit!
So it was like, okay, cool. I kind of like where everything ended up, but man, this is getting
there. Forgot the batteries. Yeah. And
I haven't liked this thing in 5 years. But thank you.
Yeah.
I already have this Coldplay album.
Why did you get me Backstreet Boys Black and Blue and not Millennium? That's a joke I think only Shandy's gonna get. That actually happened to me one year. My brother got me the Black and Blue album for Hanukkah and I wanted Millennium. And I was not happy really with him. Granted, I was also like 10.
So that disappointment got you ready for Game of Thrones.
Yes, it did.
Well, having that, though, knowing the last season and knowing that just the last few episodes were super disappointing, would you rather have not watched the show?
I still would have watched it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not with the same vigor.
No, not because it takes over your life.
Yeah.
Like, you're obsessed with it when you first start watching it, and it was so good, and you're just obsessed. And then you get to the last season, and it's just, like,
yeah,
not obsessed anymore.
I mean, for me, I came to the show, I really love the books, and I tried to start watching season one after I'd read the books, and it was, like, so scene for scene, like, the first book, that I was like, this is boring, I'm bored now.
Okay.
And so I basically, like, left the show alone until it picked up where the books left off. So I basically just watched it because I was curious to see where everything would end up. I think if I had to do it again, I don't know that I would watch it.
Well, you're not
again.
Really a true believer in the first place, then.
I love the books. Uh-huh. I will talk theories all day.
She just finished the Feast for Crows.
What are you talking about? I've been reading and rereading the books since college, so that's at least 6 years. So,
I've been watching the show for 8 years.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I've been watching it for a month.
But,
I know, you got to binge it the whole way through. Yeah.
I gotta say, that's the way to do it.
Skip right through to the disappointment.
Oh, man.
You didn't have to wait for it like we did.
Yeah.
Like, ruin weeks of your life mm-hmm. just trying to figure out what's gonna happen next.
Yeah.
So with the books, do you think, I don't know, with the rumors of the last book is going to be coming out, he's going to finish it with a different ending, or do you think that's going to happen?
So when I finished A Dance with Dragons the first time, the book had come out in 2011, and I was reading it in 2014, and in the back of the book it said, look out for Winds of Winter coming in December of 2015 or whatever, and I was the fuck right.
Never gonna happen.
So or maybe it was supposed to come out in 2011. I don't remember. Anyways, I was like, this guy's gonna blow his deadline. So I was like, screw it. Like, yeah. I don't think, I would love for him to finish the books. I think the thing that I really like about the world of A Song of Ice and Fire is how multi-layered everything is and how everything is constructed just so, and it all fits together, and it lends itself really well to all these really cool theories because there's so many different possibilities that you can see based on how everything is laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt that the endings that he had in mind are what happened, but I feel like he would have found a really great way to get to those to make you think, like, yeah, oh, naturally this is going to happen. Versus, you know, the writers who I am positive just took his endings and reverse engineered everything to fit.
Probably.
So I would love for him to finish the books because I want to know how everyone gets to their decisions.
The intricacies and the detail of it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm hoping the silver lining of all this is that he's just like, fuck, these guys are fucking ruining my shit.
I gotta finish it now. Because
I mean, basically, immediately after, he's got his blog called Not a Blog. And he said, like, he just got back and just started, like, working again, like, hardcore on Winds of Winter.
Oh.
He said, like, something like, because he's going to be in New Zealand, he's just like, if I haven't released it at this point, I want you to lock me in a cabin and, like,
thank God.
So I'm hoping just, like, the rushed ending is enough to finally motivate him to just bust it out over the next couple of years so that he can finish it before he dies, because he already did say that, like, there were a bunch of characters that died that didn't die, and then a couple that didn't die that did die, like, so it sounds like probably the very, very end of everybody's characters, like that's pretty much where they end up. But there's a lot more in between. I mean, he wanted them to go at least to 10 seasons. HBO had cleared them for 10 seasons, and they're just like, nope.
They were cleared for 10.
Yeah, HBO was like, you got funding for 10 seasons.
Very small episodes.
No, I think we could do 6 seasons.
So can they not get like somebody else to finish it then? Or is it like
they didn't want to because they wanted to do
stuff. No, but I mean like couldn't they get like some other people to direct it? Other writers?
I mean it's all done now.
I feel like they wanted
like, their names on the whole thing.
Yeah, without you know, really knowing enough.
I don't know how stuff works.
I want to guess that they wanted to. That we were the showrunners from beginning to end, yeah. Like most successful HBO series. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved it. Now we're doing Star Wars, big time Hollywood producers.
Now I'm worried about Star Wars.
You should be
only just now.
I was worried after the last one, but yeah,
they're working with Rian Johnson.
Oh God.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a pairing.
So what's everybody's favorite character?
Now or before?
Yeah, before the last season and now after the last season.
I would say like, mine before the last couple seasons was Tyrion. And then he's just been terrible since then.
He's supposed to be smart.
Yeah, he's like supposed to be smart. And then it's just like, oh no, he makes every wrong decision now, yeah. I guess.
You know what the problem is? I haven't seen a glass of wine in Tyrion's hand the entire season.
I think that's a problem.
That's the problem.
He gets his smarts from his wine.
Yeah, he was supposed to drink and know things. Now he's not drinking,
so he doesn't know things
yeah.
anymore.
No booze, no books.
No booze, yeah. No brains. gosh, I would say early on, definitely Khaleesi. I thought she was a great character. I really enjoyed watching her grow. And
like empowered really, like a little Hitler.
Yeah. Really loved the last few episodes.
I definitely hated the last like 2 seasons watching her kind of deteriorate. So I guess
ready
I have
to name your kid Daenerys.
My brother's cat was Khaleesi, but it got eaten.
Oh.
Yeah. But I love that cat.
That's
one cat I would hold. I would. And then go wash my hands.
I would have bent the knee for that cat.
I would have. But I think now if I look at it, even though I'm disappointed with Khaleesi, I really enjoyed her character. But I think my teen favorite has always been Arya. I've loved watching her because I've always been somewhat of a tomboy. I've never wanted to necessarily be a big, like a lady. And Arya has just always kicked ass. And she's always followed her own path. And she's never let anyone direct her to a different place. And I think at the very end of it, Arya is my favorite character because she was true to herself the whole time.
Co-sign on that. Yeah. Arya's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I was in college and reading the books, I was like, Arya's a badass. Like, you just, yes. like, get into her mindset, and she takes all these really shitty things that happen to her, and she just barrels through it, and she, like, learns how to defend herself and protect herself, and, like, yeah, the revenge thing's, like, little weird, but, you know, like, you do what you gotta do.
After she's been through, exactly. She should be a little weird.
It's coping, yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember during Halloween in college, this is when the show was, like, going strong, and, like, all of my girlfriends were, like, about Khaleesi, and I was like, I think for Halloween I'm gonna dress up like Arya, and they're like, you don't wanna dress up like Arya, you wanna dress up like Daenerys, because she looks hot. And now I'm like, bitches!
You all wish you were
Guess
Arya.
Guess what?
Good enough for Gendry, good enough for me.
Just sent a group text of Daenerys just burning all the children.
I want to dress up like this for Halloween.
Yeah, I think Arya ended up being the best character even after the end. Because she gets to assassinate the Night King.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Have you seen that shirt going around? Like, you know, it's like the Michael Jordan, like, you know, the Jumpman thing. But it's Arya, and she's holding the knife.
That's pretty
good. God, that brings me back to, she, like, they made a point to show that she gave Gendry this, like, specific blueprint for this weapon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, I was like, okay, cool. So that's obviously going to be, like, it looked like it was a spear that, like, you know, like, separated, like it projectile separated. So it would have made sense for the last scene.
Oh, man, you got a good look at those specs.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. No, are you kidding me? That's what I'm telling you. Ruins your week.
I was distracted by Gendry.
Many Same. Were.
Also distracted by Gendry.
Hard not to be.
Yeah, so I was figuring it's like, okay, so it's going to be a thing where she like goes like or throws the spear, goes to stab the Night King, and then he stops her, and then the projectile gets him, and then the basically the same thing happens, but it's just with the knife. And I'm like, so what the fuck is the point of this like specific weapon that she had Gendry commissioned to do?
I didn't really think
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, boy.
That's... I was excited no for point. Weapons.
Yeah, I was too.
Just, obviously, wow. I like it wasn't that. Written very well.
It's almost like after the book stopped, they had nothing to go on.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine weird.
That. Yeah, I didn't even know, because I just binged it this last month. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know like where the book stopped, but... Like I could just tell from the show. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, this just isn't as good as before.
For you, when did the quality fall off? When did you notice that falling off?
Definitely around where the High Sparrow and all that shit started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, what's going on here?
See, yeah, there was like all this religious faction stuff. Yeah, that made didn't no sense matter. To me. Mm-mm. Later. I mean, it made sense at the time because, like, Cersei had to suffer for her actions.
I just like
that. Why was there? I didn't get why she didn't murder all those people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I was like, they're just like dudes in robes with like weapons. They have no armor or anything. Just get a few like King's Guards and just destroy those dudes.
Well, yeah, but they had control over her son, who was the king. Right. And she put that into motion. Hey, man, he had the Tyrell pussy. Yeah. Totally made him forget about his mom.
No. Been there.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, that was a major plot point. She couldn't get him to do anything because he's just like, oh, I gotta get back.
Marjorie.
Yeah, I gotta get back to Marjorie.
Gotta help my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, very much.
Yeah, she like popped his cherry and everything. How old was Tommen? Like 12, 11?
Yeah, me at 12 or 11? I would have jumped out a window too.
Ooh, dark. Okay.
I feel like Joffrey's was one of my favorite deaths.
Yes, though. That was like, satisfying. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite deaths.
Well, Joffrey,
such a shit.
You just hate him so much, which speaks to his acting.
Yeah,
and you just hate him with every ounce of your being. His was one of my favorite deaths.
Yeah,
yeah. The deaths after that, except for maybe Ramsay, are not satisfying.
Yeah. Joffrey and Ramsay, those are the two most satisfying deaths.
Did anybody care about Rickon?
No.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to Rickon? I thought he was gonna come back.
Even Ned Stark didn't care about
him. No, it was just like, oh yeah, Rickon's in this show.
Yeah, Rickon got killed by Ramsay in front of Jon Snow.
Yeah, remember that?
Jon Snow was about to
Big
go
number
save
one
him.
Fan here, folks.
Number one.
That didn't happen in the books. He was killed by Jon was finally getting to Rickon and Ramsay killed him right in front of Jon.
Yeah, he had him run. That was a pretty cool scene. I was like, oh well, I don't give a shit about this Stark, so he's absolutely gonna die.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way.
Serpentine, man, come on. Ah, God.
An idiot.
Yeah, he was the season 8 of the Starks. Wow. Could have done without it.
Bran was the season 8 of the Starks.
I hate Bran.
See, I don't... Bran hasn't done anything to actively be a dick.
I'm going to get you a Bran muffin.
You think he knows about Reason Bran?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
He can see everything.
Yeah, that's true.
You think there's always like birds outside your window.
Can work into a raisin.
You can work into Raisin
Bran. A raisin. The three-eyed Raisin Bran.
I always thought, why couldn't he warg into one of the dragons?
Yeah, right? And,
like, that's what
stop
Matt...
the dragon from killing everyone, or warg into the dragon and win the dark...
As soon as he started warging,
no.
The very moment he started warging, I'm like, he's going to warg into a dragon at some point. Yeah. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Man, he really does nothing cool after being the three-eyed raven.
No. What does the three-eyed raven even do?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I mean,
also, what happened to Mira Reed?
That's the chick, right?
That was the one who was taking care of him for a long time. What happened to her?
She got Rickon out.
Okay.
Yeah. So remember, Bran's like, I have to You have to go with Rickon. You have to go with him. And so she protected him. And
I don't remember. Are you talking about, which one? Are you talking about the wildling chick?
Yeah. Or... Oh, that's Asha.
Oh.
What's, no, I'm talking about Mira.
What happened to her? Yeah, because
there was Mira and Jojen, the ones from the swamps. Who like came and they told him about the three-eyed raven and they were the ones who went with him and Hodor like after the sack of Winterfell.
What happened to them?
Because they were the ones who like were really crucial in helping Bran like discover these abilities.
And survive.
And, like,
that was their whole purpose. Yeah. Did they die?
Jojen died.
I'm pretty sure both of them died.
Did Mira die? What happened to her? I don't think she died. She was like more of a badass. I just want to say she died,
but I don't remember.
Yeah. She was more of the survivalist of the two of them because Jojen was kind of like weak and sickly and she was better at like hunting and
Jojen when he died
did she die and then Benjen saved Bran because Benjen came with that like fireball thingy and it's like oh shit you're back and you're like dead but you're not a White Walker somehow dead. he just like made an offhand comment like those like elfin people like saved me or something.
Yeah, he's like a half walker. Oh, I mean, they made half the Night walker. King, so why couldn't they bring him back to life for a little bit? Know. Lord of Light works in mysterious ways.
Also, but we never found out who like Azor Ahai was or anything about whether or not that prophecy.
What?
Remember the Red Priestess was all about like Azor Ahai. Azor Ahai was supposedly Stannis and like was going to be the savior of the world.
Like the second coming.
Of
Jesus, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know?
Yeah, she was really interested in Jon Snow.
Yeah, because she thought he was Azor Ahai. She was like, maybe it's Stannis, and then she's like, no, J.K., it's Jon Snow. But then nothing mattered.
I guess maybe it's Bran. Well, but, I mean, he stopped
Daenerys, I guess.
Yeah, but the
he was the chosen one to stop Daenerys. I don't know.
It's like this whole prophecy that was big and then it wasn't big.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah, and then weird. That prophecy surrounding Cersei storyline's was also going nowhere. Weird.
Yeah, that didn't come to any sort of fruition whatsoever.
The prophecy surrounding Cersei that she got when she was a kid that like, you know,
I just remember the three kids being shrouded in gold. Yeah, what else was there?
Gold will be their crowns, gold will be their shrouds because they're all going to die and then there will be another queen younger and more beautiful who will cast you down and take everything you hold dear.
That's Bran. Have you seen those gams?
Bran didn't cast Cersei down though, and then the Valonqar, which was High Valyrian for little brother, the Valonqar will like take everything away from you and like ruin your life and everything. So a lot of people thought
Tyrion,
because Cersei thought it was Tyrion, that's why she hated him so much. But Jaime is also her younger brother, and so what I thought was going to happen up until like they both died stupidly, which Jaime was going Jaime was going to kill Cersei and then kill himself out of like, you know, misguided honor or whatever, like which would have fit better with his character arc anyway, to be like, all right, she's evil and I'm gonna kill her for the good of the realm and then I'll kill myself because I can't live without her, blah blah blah,
yeah,
whatever. So I thought that was how the prophecy was going to be fulfilled, and I thought that Daenerys was going to be the younger, more beautiful queen who would cast her down, and apparently it just didn't matter.
I missed that whole part.
Yeah, I just remember the three kids being shrouded in gold. Yeah,
there was the other prophecy that wasn't even that long ago with
Melisandre.
Like she was telling Arya, like it's like, oh, you're gonna kill this person, all based off the color of their eyes.
Yeah,
and she's like, oh, you're gonna close green eyes, and everybody's like, oh, who's it gonna be?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I thought that was more of a pep talk, though. She was like, because
she killed the blue
eyes,
but she killed the Walker guy.
Yeah, but then she had green eyes
after that.
Yeah, because the Red Woman did mention, you're going to kill many with blue eyes, and that's when Arya took off to go see.
Yeah. It was her. I took that more as a pep talk than a prophecy.
She said that to her way before, too.
Oh, okay.
When she got the guy that you guys like.
Walder Frey?
No.
Ew.
The guy with the hammer.
Gross. Gendry.
Gendry.
Got him.
Can't forget about Gendry.
Well, I mean, I just like, because a lot of people have brown and green eyes, so like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell anybody's eyes, but blue eyes, I was like, oh, yeah.
White Walkers. Yeah.
White Walkers. They've got blue eyes.
More than a prophetic pep talk. I'll meet you in the middle there.
Old prophetic.
Because the Red Woman knew she was going to die there. of her own.
Because she knew she was going to kill herself.
Yeah. Why did she have to die then, though? Like,
what?
Who's going to take her place? I thought someone was going to pick up her necklace and, like, take her place.
Did she use up the power of her necklace? Is that what we're...
Yeah, was
that her? Well, if that were the case, she wouldn't have to take it off.
Basically, she put so much of herself into, like, making all this fire that ended up not being worth anything.
So she just decided to die.
So then she's like, fuck, I gotta die. I mean,
she's basically been fucking up like crazy.
Let go now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She hasn't, you know, burned that little girl.
Burned that little girl. Boy, that was bad.
That was really bad. She didn't need to die.
I was almost out at that point. I don't know.
I can't burn little children.
No. Especially cute ones.
I know.
So she had that ugly shit on her face. It's no room in Westeros for physical deformities.
Yeah, I mean, like, Jorah had great skill. Yeah, Jamie had to go. Cut that shit out. Jamie had a gold hand. Oh my god, I thought that was so funny. They were like, oh, you're obvious because you're gold hand. And I kept waving his gold hand around.
Take it off.
That's
great
like clearly
job.
Fake.
Can't you like put it in your pocket? Can't you put it in a backpack, something?
Yeah, like.
Can it come off your body?
It doesn't. Yeah, like, I mean, it's medieval times, so it's not like that hand is attached on there super good to begin with. Just take it off. No one will know it's you.
Any other thoughts?
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sad.
It's not over for all of us. It's gonna be like Game of
My
Thrones
watch
support
hasn't
groups.
Ended.
For...
There is, okay. There is.
There was one company that was offering like counseling after the end of Game of Thrones. So just FYI, if you need it,
it's out there. It's there.
The number is.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I just like saw it.
Yeah, I started talking to my therapist about Game of Thrones today.
And, you did not,
and
really?
And she just started crying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready for the books to come out and get a better explanation for the end.
The one thing about the end is I think I kind of want to read the books now. So
the books are great. I have the third one right over there.
Oh,
the other.
I'll start with
four.
The third one. Let's go.
It's the best one because that's the book where Joffrey dies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite. But yeah, I've got the rest of them in my parents' house. And I think Matt has the books.
I'll go
too.
Talk
I have
to them.
All of them in my house.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't want yours.
Matt
want.
Can also lend you the books.
Oh, okay.
Use those as referential material.
Yeah. Ooh.
For my day to day life.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Cool.
Well, this was really fun, guys. Thanks for talking Game of Thrones with me.
Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in. See you.
Good night.
Bye.